They looked at one another and nodded.
And did you officially terminate your employment, or were you otherwise formally released from that contract?
He knew he had them when they looked up, down, at something in some distant part of the ship, anywhere but at him.
I see. So then you're still working for me. And as part of that already arranged deal, you need to tell me what you know. Because if you don't, then I might have to do something very unpleasant to you. All simply as part of honoring the deal, of course.
Sly let out a pained sigh. Amala patted him.
All right, Grease said. Gattels has a few scientists working for him who also worked on that nanovirus that killed the little hape in Chumda. Alana, I think her name was.
Jag heard the Solos gasp softly. Alana had gone very still.
Go on,
Hans said in a cold voice.
Gattels is apparently all kinds of excited about the thought of doing something with Drox to prolong life.
And rejuvenate older beings,
said Amala.
And rejuvenate older beings,
Grease said.
So we volunteered to be test subjects.
Seeing Hans glower, he said,
Hey, don't look at me like that. It was an excellent opportunity to gather information to give to the head of state. Once we got the information, we escaped to tell him everything we knew by our good former partners, like we're doing right now.
That's not all, pressed Jag. You wouldn't want to renege on your deal now, would you?
Grease scowled. Amala sighed.
Better tell him, Grease,
she said.
Grease's scowl deepened, and he fished in the pockets of his jacket. He pulled out a small, tightly sealed vial, approximately as long as his finger.
As you could tell, the experiments were a rousing success. We've gotten the chance to live our lives all over again. We wanted the same for our people.
For the right fee, said Han.
Well, of course,
said Sly, puzzled at Han's tone.
We'll be able to spend our lives all over again in a very comfortable fashion.
And we want to do the same for our children,
said Grease.
They're getting on in years as well. We didn't want to outlive them. Who wants that?
It was uttered in a very nonchalant tone. And Jag was certain that Grease didn't realize the impact those words had on Han and Leia. He couldn't feel them in the Force, but he didn't need to. The slight tension of Leia's slender frame, the sudden softness in Han's eyes as he looked off to the right, these gestures told him that the squib's words, spoken offhandedly, had struck deep. The Solos had outlived two of their three children. And they would never have the chance to watch Anakin or Jason live their two brief lives over again.